Now open your paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in eight different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man telling a police officer about a robbery he saw. What was stolen? A. Watches. B. Silver vases. C. Jewelry.
So, what exactly did you see, sir?
Well, I was waiting for the bus, and I sort of half noticed this man coming along the pavement. I kept looking at my watch, because I was worried about the time, you know, so I didn't pay much attention until I heard the glass breaking. Anyway, I turned around and saw this man grab a handful of gold chains. Well, I mean, it's a jeweler's shop, you know, but I suppose he only wanted things he could run off with. So he left the silver vases and stuff and just took the necklaces, you know.
So, what exactly did you see, sir?
Well, I was waiting for the bus, and I sort of half noticed this man coming along the pavement. I kept looking at my watch, because I was worried about the time, you know, so I didn't pay much attention until I heard the glass breaking. Anyway, I turned around and saw this man grab a handful of gold chains. Well, I mean, it's a jeweler's shop, you know, but I suppose he only wanted things he could run off with. So he left the silver vases and stuff, and just took the necklaces, you know.
2. You hear a doctor examining a patient. What is wrong with the patient? A. A sore throat. B. A swollen eye. C. A bad cut.
If you'll just have a seat, Mrs. Thomas, so I can have a little look. Open wide. Still a bit red and swollen. Have you been taking the tablets I prescribed? And cut down on the cigarettes?
Yes, Doctor. It's actually not half as sore as it was.
Yes. It's not too bad. Your voice sounds better as well. Just take the tablets for a few more days, and we'll have another look then. If you'll just have a seat, Mrs. Thomas, so I can have a little look. Open wide. Still a bit red and swollen. Have you been taking the tablets I prescribed and cut down on the cigarettes?
Yes, Doctor. It's actually not half as sore as it was.
Yes. It's not too bad. Your voice sounds better as well. Just take the tablets for a few more days and we'll have another look then.
3. You hear a man talking to a colleague. What does he want her to do for him? A. Send a fax. B. Attend a meeting. C. Make some photocopies.
Miss Stevens, can I speak to you for a moment?
Yes, Mr. Davis.
I know you're extremely busy, but something's come up and this fax came through a few minutes ago and they want me at head office immediately. And there's this meeting at 2 o'clock that I'm supposed to be at, so I wondered if...
You want me to do the photocopies for the meeting?
Actually, if you could just be there, take a few notes and, if it's not too much trouble.
It's a bit difficult, actually. I've got hundreds of faxes to send, but I suppose I can manage.
Miss Stevens, can I speak to you for a moment?
Yes, Mr. Davis.
I know you're extremely busy, but something's come up and this fax came through a few minutes ago and they want me at head office immediately. And there's this meeting at 2 o'clock that I'm supposed to be at, so I wondered if,
You want me to do the photocopies for the meeting?
Actually, if you could just be there, take a few notes and, if it's not too much trouble.
It's a bit difficult, actually. I've got hundreds of faxes to send, but I suppose I can manage.
4. You hear a husband and wife talking about their plans for a trip. When are they going to leave? A. Wednesday. B. Friday. C. Saturday.
I'm really looking forward to getting away. So we're leaving on Wednesday the 18th, then?
Oh, no! I forgot to tell you. Sarah's wedding is on that Saturday, and we have to be here for it.
So we've got to wait until, what, the 20th?
What do you mean? That's Friday, the day before the wedding. No. She's getting married in the morning, though, so if we're packed and ready, I suppose we can leave the same afternoon.
Right, that's settled then. I'm really looking forward to getting away. So we're leaving on Wednesday the 18th then?
Oh no! I forgot to tell you! Sarah's wedding is on that Saturday, and we have to be here for it.
So we've got to wait until, what, the 20th?
What do you mean? That's Friday, the day before the wedding. No. She's getting married in the morning, though, so if we're packed and ready, I suppose we can leave the same afternoon.
Right, that's settled then.
5. You hear two co-workers discussing plans for something. What are they trying to arrange? A. A meeting. B. A party. C. Lunch.
Honestly, if he's always away on business, I don't see how we'll ever manage it.
Well, I've checked his calendar, and it seems he's back on the 15th, just for a couple of days.
OK, we'll try to arrange it for then. I mean, if he's not in meetings the whole time.
Let's do it at lunchtime, then. I'm sure he'll find the time. After all, it's his 40th birthday.
Yes. And he did say he'd like to do something special. Anyway, that sounds good. Can you get a cake?
Yes, sure. Oh, my meeting. I've got to go. We'll talk later.
Honestly, if he's always away on business, I don't see how we'll ever manage it.
Well, I've checked his calendar, and it seems he's back on the 15th, just for a couple of days.
OK, we'll try to arrange it for then. I mean, if he's not in meetings the whole time.
Let's do it at lunchtime, then. I'm sure he'll find the time. After all, it's his 40th birthday.
Yes. And he did say he'd like to do something special. Anyway, that sounds good. Can you get a cake?
Yes, sure. Oh, my meeting. I've got to go. We'll talk later.
6. You hear a woman phoning to make a doctor's appointment. When will she see the doctor? A. This Wednesday. B. This Friday. C. Next Wednesday.
I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Forrester, please. Well, it's not that urgent. I'm just not happy about my back. I've been in quite a lot of pain. Well, today's Wednesday, isn't it? And there's no way the doctor can see me before next Wednesday? What? Only if it's an emergency? Well, I really don't think that's very good. Oh, you've got a cancellation? Super. Friday morning, 10:30? Yes, that'd be good. Right. I'll see you then. I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Forrester, please. Well, it's not that urgent. I'm just not happy about my back. I've been in quite a lot of pain. Well, today's Wednesday, isn't it? And there's no way the doctor can see me before next Wednesday? What? Only if it's an emergency? Well, I really don't think that's very good. Oh, you've got a cancellation? Super. Friday morning, 10:30? Yes, that'd be good. Right. I'll see you then.
7. You hear a student talking about his school books. Where did he leave them? A. In the library. B. At school. C. At home.
Well, when I left school yesterday, I definitely had my books with me. I remember putting them in my bag. And then I went straight to the library. I like working there, because it's quiet and I can get all my work done before I go home. Well, I packed up my stuff after I finished my homework, and then I went home. And when I got home, I took out the books from my bag, but I couldn't believe it. They weren't mine. I'd picked up somebody else's books by mistake. Well, when I left school yesterday, I definitely had my books with me. I remember putting them in my bag. And then I went straight to the library. I like working there, because it's quiet and I can get all my work done before I go home. Well, I packed up my stuff after I finished my homework, and then I went home. And when I got home, I took out the books from my bag, but I couldn't believe it. They weren't mine. I'd picked up somebody else's books by mistake.
8. You hear a husband and wife discussing what to call their new baby. What name do they choose? A. Stuart. B. Gregory. C. Stephen.
Well, of course, Stuart is my first choice. I don't know why, but I always think of it as a hero's name.
Yes, but my father was Gregory, and I know my mother would be so pleased if we named the baby after him. It would be kind of respectful.
Oh, you know I've never liked that name. It's so old-fashioned. But I wouldn't mind calling him Stephen. It's your brother's name, after all. And then he could be called Stevie, for short.
No, it's too confusing when everybody has the same name. Let's just stick with your first choice.
Well, of course, Stuart is my first choice. I don't know why, but I always think of it as a hero's name.
Yes, but my father was Gregory, and I know my mother would be so pleased if we named the baby after him. It would be kind of respectful.
Oh, you know I've never liked that name. It's so old-fashioned. But I wouldn't mind calling him Stephen. It's your brother's name, after all. And then he could be called Stevie, for short.
No, it's too confusing when everybody has the same name. Let's just stick with your first choice.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.